Hello, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Daily Prophetic Word. The Father says, I am bringing an end to the enemy's strategy against you. The enemy has planned, the enemy has assaulted, but know this, when Satan himself does his worst against you, I will do my best, and we know how that's going to turn out. Nothing that the enemy has attempted against your life caught me by surprise. I am not pacing before the throne wondering how I will defend you. This is your time and this is your turn, says the Father. Because you put your trust in me, because you cried out to me, you will see of the travail of your soul and be satisfied. You will look back at this time as a testimony I've brought forth on your behalf, and your declaration will be, my God has done great things for me. This present distress, it's merely a footnote of my greater faithfulness in your life, says the Father. This is not the end game. This is the beginning of a whole new season of promotion, favor, and entitlement by my hand in your life. So trust in the work of the cross, says the Father. Trust me. Refuse to stray from the mandate of my word and the surety of my promise. You will not be disappointed. Relinquish what you think victory looks like and see what I'm showing you through the eye of my spirit. Your thoughts, they're not my thoughts. Not because I'm planning to harm you, but because the life and life I am bringing about more abundantly has yet to enter into your mind or in your heart. So dream big, dream bigger, says the Father. Dream big and bigger. Expect radical favor, supernatural deliverance, for this is the hour. My hour is now. Your hour is now. My salvation in your life and my salvation upon your loved ones. Because you have put your trust in me and you will never be disappointed. Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word, activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321. If you use Cash App, $PROPHETICNOW. If you use Zelle, PROPHETICNOW@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say, believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you.